Thanks, guys. Happy New Year. It's always so good, eh? So what I call this evening is competence in Christ. So we've already touched on that with the kids. Competence in Christ. And I want to start with that same scripture, if we can put it up. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4 to 6. Because there's a difference between confidence and competence. The one will enable us and the other one will crash us. That's my experience. For such confidence as this is ours through Jesus Christ. So we are confident of something, which means, yes, I can do it. It's like, yeah, I can do it. Through Jesus Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Just a little bit on that before I go through. So we have confidence through Christ before God. Not because we are competent, not because we have what we need, not because of what we can do, but because of what He has done. So He has done stuff in us. He has given us stuff. He has forgiven us of stuff. He has equipped us with stuff so that we are competent. We are, have everything we need to do the job. And when I know I have everything, I can move forward with confidence. Does that make any sense? Subtle difference. Competence is the ability to do something successfully and efficiently. All right? So just looking and saying, well, what is it that He has done for us? Who are you in Him? What has He put in you? As we go into a year, it's like, oh, we're not all going to make resolutions. But I want to go into the year knowing I am able, I'm competent, I'm equipped, and I'm able to do what He wants me to do. So I just want to massage into us again what we probably all know, but sometimes I forget it. What He's done from the moment you got saved till you finished. Is that okay? He speaks about a new covenant there. He says, we are competent as ministers of a new covenant. A covenant is not a promise. It's a life-death thing that He cuts with us. I make a covenant with you. And He's going to hold that thing through eternity. There's a new covenant, and He wants us to be ministers of that to other people. But not just, yes, I can do it, but I know I can. I can walk out this covenant with Him. I can live it out because of what He's done. So, couple of little points there. Five, first of all, if you're making notes. It's like this. The moment you believe and accept salvation, there's several things that happen simultaneously in your life. And it's these things. Forgiveness of sins, number one. This is something you can't do for yourself, but He puts it in. We are delivered from the eternal consequences and the penalty of our sin. It's the most incredible thing. Hebrews 9:14 says this. How much more then will the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? How much more then, because we've been given, we can serve the living God. I can be competent. I can do that because there's no guilt and shame. My sin has been forgiven by Him. It's what He's done on His part of a covenant to free us up to serve Him. The second thing is, we become a new creation when we get born again. You are born again. It's receiving a new spiritual nature and a new identity as a child of God. I'm no longer the old Lance that was always getting into trouble. I'm no longer the old Lance that was always lying and stealing. I'm not only the old Lance that cheated his way through school and college or got drunk and missed his exams. No, I'm not that anymore. I'm a new born again creation. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Therefore, because of what He has done, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. I can go and talk to you and bring minister the covenant of what God has done. And he goes, yeah, but Lance, I heard, you know what I heard about you when you were studying? Yeah, that man's dead. I'm glad you heard about it because you know the miracle of what God has done from then till now. But I am a new creation. That way of life is gone. Because the Word says, I'm made new. I am born again. That old thing is canceled. I got born again. I got a fresh start. I got a new beginning. I got a new life. And this is him. This is him. You still there? Who's praying for the wind to blow? Other wind, okay? All right. Number three, we have given the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That thing that we saw earlier. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you permanently as a guide to teach and empower you. I can be confident because He is in me and I'm competent. I have everything I need. He will remind me of the Scriptures. He will remind me of everything Jesus taught. He will infill me with gifts of the Holy Spirit. I don't have to do it. He does it through me. If He needs me to evangelize or heal the sick or be hospitable or be generous, He's going to put a gift by His Spirit into you that you can do it. He makes you competent. Jesus didn't say, come be born again. Now go and cut your way through this thing and make it happen. No, He says, now you're born again. I'm giving you my Spirit. I will live inside of you and I will do everything through you. My job is to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and the guidance and the equipping and be obedient. Then I can be confident because I'm competent. Is that still there? 2 Corinthians 5:17. He says, therefore, if anyone, Lee, your name, anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. We jumped one. Then the other one was John 14:26. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in Jesus' name, Jesus speaking, He will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. That's incredible. That is incredible. I want to say it's like an autopilot, but it's not quite. Because you have to walk in obedience and sensitivity and knowing Him. But the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Another thing that does is so deep. It's like my sinful record, it's number four, is replaced by the spotless record of Jesus. That makes sense? In other words, I'm made righteous. I'm made as if I've never sinned. I'm brought into right standing with God. I'm righteous. My sinful life record is gone. And it's replaced with a sinless record of Jesus. When the Father sees you, He doesn't see that past because it's forgiven. It's cleansed. It's dealt with. Punishment that has been given already to that. And the Father sees me through Jesus. And through the Spirit that's in me, my record has been replaced with His record. I am righteous before Him. I'm going to move from that one. But there, 1 John 1:17 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, you and the Father. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So you can't sacrifice for sin anymore. You can't buy forgiveness anymore. You can't exchange it with somebody else. Only the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. All sin. Not some sin, not the bad sin. All sin. For those who are in Christ Jesus. You still there? Another beautiful thing that comes in salvation is an eternal security. An eternal security. Your name is written in the book of life. That's where it is. You are assured of eternal life in heaven. You can't make that happen. Again, it's what He does. He does it so that you can be competent to minister with confidence. You can approach a new year not worrying about, oh, my last year was like that, because this is who you are in Him. Hebrews 9, verse 15. It says, for this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that He has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Christ is the mediator. He's the one that stands before the Father and says, no, Father, they're not guilty anymore. No, Father, they don't deserve punishment. No, Father, you can't hold the sin against them because I have forgiven them. No, Father, you cannot send them in eternal judgment because they did deserve it, but I took the judgment, Father. It was on my shoulders. The sins they did commit, going to commit, thought of committing, it's done, Father. Please, no, look at me. There's nothing you can hold against them. That's where we stand. That's what's happened at salvation. So I can be competent. I am equipped to stand pure, to do what He wants me to do. This is a lifelong process. We call it sanctification. Being made pure, being made holy, being sanctified, being cleansed, being set apart, being prepared for both things. It's a lifelong thing. It deals with our past. My past, you have been saved from the penalty of sin. In your present, where you are now, we are being saved from the power of sin, even as we sit here, through a daily process of becoming more like Christ. So although there's something that's happened, there's still changing happening within me. I'm still learning to be more patient. I'm still learning to not sin when I get anger. I'm still learning to be more generous. I'm still learning to be more sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. There's an ongoing change happening. And at the same time, my future, you will be saved from the presence of sin when you receive the glorified body in heaven. God has dealt with our past, our present, and our future through the blood of Jesus. Therefore, I am confident. You still there? Okay. 3 pages. That's 2 gone. This is a good short preach. When you understand that, there's some impact on your life. It's personal. It's emotional. It affects you. It changes you. You find there's a new peace and a new joy. Where there was always worry and other stuff, there's a peace because it's a sense that carries us through tough times. Because it's a peace that comes from the Father. It's a deep inward joy. It's not just I'm happy. You know, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. It's not even that. Hey? Because happiness and joy is 2 different things. I can be happy when you give me a big bag of chocolate, you know, and a free motor car. But joy is something, doesn't matter what I get, it's inward. And this is what Jesus said, it's John 14:27. He says, my peace I leave with you. My peace. Not the peace we can get from things. His peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. No. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. My peace I give to you. I want to say, if you're born again, you need that. He gives you that peace. If you find you don't have it, I want to say, come back to Him and say, Jesus, you said you're going to give me a peace. Not the peace the world gives. Because in this world, we are going to have troubles. He's not going to take us out of them till He calls us home, but He's going to walk through them with Him. I was thinking about David in Psalm 23. Even if I walk through the valley where the shadow of death is, I will feel no evil because You are with me. I have a peace in that place. It reads like this in the New Living Translation. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or afraid. Lovely translation. You come with a changed desire. You might find that the interests shift more towards honoring God and obeying Him and serving others rather than pursuing your self-centered gains and desires. It's a change that happens within us. There's a removal of guilt. Similar to what I said before, the burden of the past mistakes is lifted. The burden, the weight I've got to carry, no, it's lifted. And the guilt is gone. The guilt is gone. It's incredible. You are justified. In other words, you're declared not guilty. You know what that means? You declared not guilty. You can come to the Father. No fear, no trembling, no trepidation. The enemy can't accuse me of anything because the Father sees me through what Jesus has already done. Romans 5:9 says this, since we have now been justified by his blood, since we have now been declared not guilty by his blood, how much more will be saved from God's wrath through him? Does that make sense? Another thing that comes is a sense of purpose. You discover that God has a specific plan for you. Or Bible says, good works for you to do. There's a purpose. I know before I got saved, I had no purpose. What was the purpose? I used to say to Sue, if you marry me, we're going to live in the mountains and grow carrots, no children. That was my life dream. Going to live in the mountains of the Drakensberg, grow carrots, and no children. How's that for a marriage proposal? No wonder it took 6 years. She tries to grow carrots, but they're like, they're not growing very well. You know what it was? Is I had no destiny. I had no eternity. I just had life on earth. I had no purpose. And he gives us that. Because Ephesians 2 verse 10 says this, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do. If you're not in Christ, you can try and do good works. You can try and do good things for people. But you'll always be trying to do that so you can tick another box to be accepted by God. I don't have to do good works to be accepted. Because of what he's done, I automatically want to live out those things. Whether it's giving to the poor, whether it's taking in another child, whether it's caring for the homeless, whether it's encouraging somebody who's down, whether it's greeting somebody at the shopping queue, whatever it is. It comes as a result of what he's done in me. It's not what I do to try and get his approval. That's the change that comes in my life. I have a sense of purpose. No matter what goes down in the year, no matter how the economy looks, politics, doesn't matter. It doesn't change me because I'm in Christ and I'm a new creature. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. Because this is one step in my eternity. This is one step in your eternity. It's good to be reminded sometimes, this is what he has done. And this is who I am as a result. This is what he has done, and that is who you are as a result. Put that first scripture back again. I'm going to read it like this. Such confidence as this. Such confidence I have. What version is that? Yeah, such confidence I have through Jesus Christ before God. Not that I am competent in myself to claim anything for myself, but my competence comes from God. He has made me competent to minister of a new covenant, not of the letter of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. You've got to put your name in there. Go back again. For such confidence of this is mine. Put your name in there. For such confidence is yours, Jono. Is yours. Is mine. Through Christ Jesus before God. We have it. It's incredible. Not that you are competent, your name, in yourself to claim anything for yourself. But your competence comes from God. He has made you competent as a minister of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills and the Spirit gives life. And as we go into the year, that's the position. That's where we stand before God. That's where we stand. That is who you are. That is what he's done. I'm going to ask that we stand and read that, and I want you to put your name in there. Make it a little bit confused, it doesn't matter. Put your things down for a second and stand up. Two Corinthians 3, verse 4 to 6. You know, try and read it aloud and try to put your name in. Doesn't matter if it gets all confused. I want us to see it and to see you where you are. You ready? Such confidence as this is mine through Christ Jesus. Not that I am competent in myself to claim anything for myself, but my competence comes from God. Father, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you did on the cross, Jesus. For the forgiveness that was so freely given to every one of us. Thank you, Jesus, that you bore the penalty of our sin. And thank you, you didn't leave it there, but you gave me the Spirit to equip me for all things. Father, thank you that I'm confident I can come before you as we go into this year because you've made me competent. You've given me everything I need for life. And Father, as we go into this year, no matter what last year was like and no matter what trials, tribulations are in this year, we are secure in you. Just while we're standing, I want to ask if there's anybody that has not known Jesus Christ like that. I didn't see all the visitors. Maybe it's a visitor. Maybe it's somebody who's been coming for a while. And you say, I have not received Jesus Christ. I have not exchanged my sin for forgiveness. I have not been brought into relationship with the Father. But you would like to tonight. Is anybody that says, won't you pray for me tonight? And I'd love you. Just as we're standing, just let me see your hands so that I know and we can come and pray with you. If there isn't, that's also beautiful. But is there anybody? Okay. That's beautiful. Let that truth sink in. You are competent. You've been equipped with everything you need. You've been freed up with everything you need freedom from. Yet you're still walking a journey. It's the most incredible thing.